USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As another 250,000 fentanyl pills were apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border over the weekend, an unknown number of pills continue to get through with President Biden's open border policy. Pills that Montgomery County, Texas Sheriff Rand Henderson on Fox News calls weapons of mass destruction.
2 milligrams of this stuff to kill you, and we're finding twice, sometimes three times the amount of fentanyl in a pill that's not supposed to contain any fentanyl. Believe it or not, drug dealers will lie to you. These manufacturers are not professionals. There is no quality control standard, and it is truly a weapon of mass destruction that's killing our population.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home and blocked the Justice Department from continuing to use the seized items. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon said in a 24-page order, claims of attorney-client and executive privilege must be followed through. With so many problems facing the American people, President Biden shrugged off criticisms Monday that he is vilifying Republicans by calling President Trump's supporters extremists and threats to democracy. Republicans and Democrats have accused Biden of creating divisions for likening Trump's Make America Great Again movement to semi-fascism. Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers on Victor Street located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time. We're waiting for confirmation to the identity by the coroner. Suspect Cleota Aston remains in custody on $500,000 bail. The Coast Guard tweeted Monday that crews were suspending the search for 9 people unaccounted for at the scene of the Puget Sound area plane crash on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Republican Representative Jeff Van Drew on Newsmax talks about President Biden's campaign speech in Pennsylvania, hating on Republicans and a way for the Democrats to make money for the massive debt of this nation from the movie industry.
What a bizarre, weird speech that was that Biden gave. I mean, literally with that blood red background, and it was literally almost frightening. They really, if they want to save some money, one thing they can do is maybe sell it to a movie set somewhere and they can use it for an intro to, you know, Dracula movies and Frankenstein movies.
In a Windows 10 or 11 operating system, there is no way to remove the Edge web browser from Microsoft. In fact, if you go to the Google Chrome download page with the Microsoft browser, it will not allow you to download Google Chrome web browser. Americans in whole just prefer the Chrome browser. A new security update has been released. If you go to your Google Chrome browser, go to Settings, then Privacy and Security, you can make sure that you are up to date. The government in California is growing to include fast food workers' workplace standards.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Labor Day that aims to create standards for working conditions for the fast food industry in the state. The bill creates a 10-member council that will establish standards on things such as working hours and wages. The industry complained the bill would raise costs that restaurants will in turn serve to customers alongside their meals. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.